This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's not too late to tap your trees for some golden goodness, although it's not really gold out of your tree. It looks more like water. We've had wonky weather so far, but with the milder days and cooler nights, the sap is flowing for many of us. You don't have to have sugar maples to get some great syrup. The only difference is the percentage of sugar content in the tree sap. Years ago, we tapped silver maples that produced some delicious stuff. You can also tap box elder trees. So apparently there is one good thing from a box elder tree. You need about 40 gallons of maple tree sap to make 1 gallon of pure maple syrup. Interestingly, the United States and Canada are the only countries in the world to produce maple syrup, and only 19 states. It's a completely natural food, meaning nothing is added. Only water is evaporated from the sap. You need several freeze-thaw periods for a good sap flow. So the temps need to drop below freezing at night and then rise above during the day. A tapping tree should be at least 10 inches in diameter from 4 feet above the ground. You can generally get 10 to 12 gallons of sap per tree. So if you have a few maples in your backyard, you could make yourself a good batch of maple syrup, and there is nothing like the real deal. March is a key month for sap flow as the trees stop flowing once their buds set. Many area parks tap trees, and some of them have yearly pancake breakfasts. Do a quick search to find one near you. We'll talk tomorrow about the process of tapping and making your own backyard maple syrup. In the meantime, check out GardenBite.com for more information. Find pictures and much more on my Facebook page, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.